You're listening to Morning Edition on Reno Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Bree Zender. We've all heard that Northern Nevada and Eastern California are facing a severe shortage of affordable housing. But what does that actually mean, and how are people being affected? Over the next several weeks, KUNR is examining the issue from all angles in a series we're calling Priced Out, The Housing Crunch. I'm speaking now with our senior reporter, Paul Boger, to get a breakdown. So, hey, Paul.
Hey, Bree.
Let's get right to it. Why is Northern Nevada in the midst of an affordable housing crunch?
Well, first and foremost, there's just simply not enough housing. A lot of that's due to the fact that so many businesses are moving out here to the area. Northern Nevada has been able to attract a lot of new businesses, most notably Tesla, Panasonic, Switch, and that's thousands of jobs right there. Then there's the ancillary jobs that have been created by the influx of the new businesses, bringing even more people. So add that to the fact that the area is relatively nice, low taxes, growing arts and culture scene. More people just seem to want to live in Northern Nevada.
So it's a supply and demand issue?
You know, more people means more money, means more jobs, means greater demands on housing, right? Construction is just not keeping up with the demand. There's been a rapid influx of new residents. And one of the reasons that there's this dearth of construction is because of the recession. In 2009, Nevada was hit hard. It had been the fastest growing state in the nation, and houses were springing up all around the state. And just look at Fernley. At one point, it was the fastest growing town in the U.S., but when the market went belly up, it became the foreclosure capital of the country. And with the glut of housing in the market, construction stopped and construction workers just simply left. And since then, they've been very slow to come back.
But what do we mean by affordable? I mean, what might be affordable to you and me might not be considered affordable to somebody else.
Okay, so the federal government actually has a definition for what they consider affordable. So 30% or less of your family's income is spent on housing, that's affordable. Any more, and you're considered cost burdened. So to put that in perspective, the National Realtors Association put out some numbers recently that says the median home price for a pre-existing single-family home in Reno is $400,000. And in order to buy that home, a family must make $72,000 a year and have put down a 20% down payment. Now that's a 21% jump from the same time last year. And that median home price is higher than cities like Boise, Phoenix, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, and it's even higher than cities like Philadelphia, Nashville, Dallas, and Baltimore. And it's also important to remember that these are the numbers specifically for Reno. For areas outside the valley, say Fernley, Fallon, Dayton, those prices are lower. But there are still issues there like distance from healthcare or water rights issues. And because there are so few people living out in those areas, it's harder for those cities to attract businesses. When you consider Tahoe, on the other hand, prices are much higher, and the problems there are exacerbated by the large number of second homes and vacational rentals like Airbnb and VRBO. It's a problem KUNR has actually looked into before a couple years ago in a series looking at affordable housing in Tahoe called Squeezed Out. And when it comes to rentals, it's really not much better. Last year, Reno had the fourth highest spike in rental prices in the country, which now average around $950 a month.
So is there a fix to the problem?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? I don't think there is any doubt that there's just a lack of homes. Whether it's traditional single-family units or multifamily, high-density apartments, there's just not enough of them. So city and state leaders need to come up with a way to incentivize more construction around the Truckee Meadows. That's first and foremost. There's also a question about what to do with the area's weekly motels. A lot of them are considered run down, eyesores, they even pose a threat to public safety, and yet they play a vital role in keeping some of the area's most vulnerable residents off the street, meaning if the weeklies go away, a lot of those folks are going to become homeless. So all of these issues play into the area's affordable housing crunch, and over the course of the next few weeks, the KUNR newsroom will examine the issues from all sides in order for all of us to better understand how to fix the problem.
All right, so this is our senior reporter, Paul Boger, talking about our new series, Priced Out, the Affordable Housing Crunch in Reno and the surrounding area. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Bree.